This is the Stacey and Zanga Two Big Topics original podcast, taking two big things from this week and expanding on them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, it's Friday, and it is time for another round of the Two Big Topics podcast. Zanga and I talk about a couple things that we talked about this week, but in just a little bit more detail because we've got more time. What is on your docket for today?
It's a hodgepodge of like things. You got to just bear with me. Okay. So the story starts with a woman who in Poland who permanently damaged her eyes because she mistook a toxic nail glue for eye drops and use that, and you know, obviously things don't end well. When I saw something like that, I laughed. And I know a lot of people, they hear that, like, oh, that's terrible. Like, well, how could you laugh at someone's misfortune and blah, blah, blah.
Her eyes are glued shut.
Yeah. But far too often, we see people just doing stupid stuff. Whether it's like on purpose or it's a mistake, it's stupid stuff.
Yep.
Because how do you blindly grab something
and
start putting it in your eye? That is the most insane. If I'm putting something in my eye, I'm grabbing it, I'm looking at it, I'm reading it, smelling it, making sure that it is the appropriate thing that is supposed to be going into my eye. Because these things, you don't just get another pair. You know what I mean?
You got to take care of
them. You can't just like fix them so easily. You know what I mean?
I think, in my opinion, I feel like it goes a little bit towards organization as well. Like, I've heard, too, where people are like, oh, I brush my teeth with Preparation H instead of toothpaste. Really?
How?
Is your toothpaste not right next to your toothbrush?
Yeah.
Is your nail glue not with your fake nails?
Exactly.
Why is it by your eye drops? Or why would you? I don't understand it either. It's like the Darwin thing, survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah. And look, I get it. Something sad and tragic happened to someone. They lost their eyesight and, you know, that this is their new reality now.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you that this wouldn't have happened if she had taken the time to make sure that what she was grabbing was exactly what she was grabbing. And to your point, yes, organization is a big, 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 big thing.
Yeah.
And like, how many times, man, you keep seeing all these different stories where you're like, well, that could have been avoided. Could have been avoided.
Yes.
And then people are like, well, you have no heart. You're like, I do have a heart. I have a heart for when actual genuine mistakes happen.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, when you're grabbing something or you're doing something and you're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
The sympathy that I have for you is very little. Cause I'm like, man,
you did this
stop.
To yourself.
Yeah, stop and smell the roses. Look around your scene. You know when you're crossing a crosswalk with it, where they taught you as a child, stop, look both ways before you cross the road. It's the same thing as anything else in life, right? Before you do anything, stop, look both ways, make sure everything's on the up and up. So if you see something bad that happens to someone and you're like, well, that could have been avoided. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad if people are like, oh, you're such a bad person for saying that, whatever. It's like, am I though?
Because again, it could have been prevented.
Yep. And that is the main thing. And that was like the hodgepodge of everything. It's just,
this has a moral aspect to it? Or no, it's not morals. What is it?
No.
Life lesson.
Life lessons, right?
I agree.
So, you know, hopefully someone hears that. You're like, you know what? I'm stop and smell those flowers.
I am going to move my nail glue to a locked cupboard.
Right? But you know, the Preparation H thing, brushing your teeth with Preparation H, that is crazy. Why is your ass cream beside your toothpaste?
Exactly.
I got so many questions, bro.
And also, no toothpaste is yellow.
None.
It's red, it's blue, it's green.
God.
Anyway. I wanted to talk about how you brought up that story where a kid in California was joyriding in a vehicle, ended up causing a crash and sped away from police. And I brought up the fact that I had also seen once on the highway, it was in Alberta. I can't remember if it was the number one. It was from Edson onwards. I can't remember exactly. Regardless, passing the vehicle, it was going a bit too slow in the right lane. So you do the pass. And it was not a fast, angry pass by any means. But I glanced over, and I kid you not, there was like an 11-year-old behind the wheel.
Wow.
Seat moved up very close to the steering wheel, 10 and 2, panic in his eyes. And in the passenger seat, the adult laid back, fall like right asleep. And at first glance, it's absolutely jarring. Because in your mind, when you pass somebody, you do the glance over and you expect to see an adult. You just do. And when you see a child, it was shocking.
Yeah.
And so I called the RCMP. And now, is that like, would you have called the RCMP?
I would have.
Because I told this story to someone else and they're like, you called the RCMP. Why would you call the RCMP? Why? Because a child is driving on a highway.
Yeah. So
with the parent asleep beside him.
Which is like the craziest part. So but look, there can always be more nuance to some stories like this, right? A, maybe the dad or the parent had passed out and like, this child trying to rush them to the hospital or something. That's why they're driving in the
car,
right?
Maybe he should have been driving a bit faster. He was doing like 90.
No, you got to take your time when you're new to drive. You got to take your time. But like, no, I'd probably try to get the attention. Be like, hey, pull this vehicle over, right? And then if I couldn't get them to pull over, then I'd be like, all right, well.
You try to citizens arrest them?
I'm not trying to citizens arrest them. I'm trying to stop the situation before it becomes worse than what it is. Because think about it. Yes, you're gonna call the RCMP, right? And how long is it going to take the RCMP to catch up to this driver on the road? And who knows between then and by the time they catch up, what could happen, what could transpire? If you could stop them from traveling at that moment in time, call the RCMP after that, right? Who knows? Maybe, because I don't know how this story ended. Maybe, you know.
Neither do I.
Right? But, like, who knows? That kid, like, after you called, he could have, you know, veered off the road and ended up killing himself and his dad, or he could have ended up crashing into oncoming traffic or something, right?
Yeah.
So I always believe that if you can try to stop the situation, like a bad situation that's going on right at that very moment without endangering yourself, you should do it. And then once everything is kind of calm and collected, you know.
That's
call,
the thing,
call
though.
The RCMP.
I was like, let's say I did try. What if the kid panicked and was like, what's this lady doing? You know, I'm trying to get him to pull over and he freaked out and then he crashed. Then I'd feel even worse.
Oh, you know, it's life. Okay, these things happen from time to time. And you know what? If he had, if he was older, he would understand the signals and the hand gestures of the road.
True.
So.
Do you know that I've also called the RCMP on the highway one other time?
For what?
I was driving with a girlfriend up to Lloyd, I believe it was. And when you're on the highway, chances are someone's passing you, right?
Yep.
But this vehicle pulled up next to us and matched our speed. And so that was kind of strange because you expect them to just go right past you. And so this vehicle comes up on the right-hand side. I don't know why we were in the left lane, whatever. And so I was in the passenger seat. I glanced over. This guy was pleasuring himself.
Oh, no.
Staring right at me, lifting. He was committing an offense from a vehicle on the highway. And so I phoned the RCMP and I was like, this man is masturbating in his vehicle on the highway. And she's like, what kind of vehicle is it? And I described it and she went through the whole process. And she's like, we've had a number of calls. And I was like, oh, my God, he's a repeat offender.
You gotta admit though, that's pretty impressive to be able to pull it off while driving.
Pull it off.
I'm sorry. A terrible
no,
experience.
That's not impressive. It's disgusting.
Impressive. Listen, you got one foot on the gas, you got another foot cocked in the air, and you doing the business, plus you looking at someone, plus you're driving and matching their speed. That's multitasking to a whole different level. Disgusting, but multitasking nonetheless, and I can respect that multitask.
I would like to see him multitasking in a different way.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Anyway, Stacey's phoned the RCMP twice on the highway. Now we know.
There we go.
Okay. This is going to happen again next Friday. Two more topics. I guess if you want us to discuss a topic as well, we can do that. If you want to email mornings@cruisefm.com, we could talk about what you want to talk about, depending on if we like it or not. Going to go through a rating system. Absolutely. Anyway, until next week.